This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Federated just wants to say thanks to all local businesses in and around the state of Minnesota. You are our community partners, our neighbors, our families, and our friends. And when you need Federated, Federated is here to help. Visit federatedinsurance.com or call your local marketing representative to access trusted resources you may need during this pandemic. At Federated, it's our business to protect yours.
TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand.
Oh, it's fun, crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Patrick Royce, your thoughts on Matthew Stafford being traded on Saturday night? Hell of a league.
My thought is, Deshaun Watson, you're going to be lucky to get him for three first rounders plus a good player. If that's what you get for Matthew Stafford,
yep.
You get two number ones, a three, and then you have to take Jared Goff,
yep.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes. I mean, in Detroit's case, they got, you know, they had to take Goff to get. So I'm saying somebody's got to take Cousins. Mm-hmm. Watson is two number ones for Watson. Another draft choice or two, a player.
Yep.
And then you got to give him another number one for taking Cousins, right?
Okay.
So, yeah, you know what I'm saying is.
Yes.
Because basically, they got an extra number one for taking Goff, you know, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
By the way, the Rams remind me of the old-time NFL of the 60s. Where draft choices don't make any difference. George Allen with the Redskins, you know, they don't care. They haven't drafted in the first round for like 3-4 years and aren't going to now for like seven.
They have like three picks left in the 2021 draft or something.
Yeah, their whole thing is get players, get established players. This guy Snead, I don't know anything about him. The GM, I don't even know where they got him from, but I think it's great for them. It's great for Matthew Stafford. I do love the story that the one place he didn't want to go was New England. Yeah, now, I heard two theories on that. One theory is that, you know, he sees they have no weapons. They have, you know, that they're in for the long rebuild here. And the other theory is he hated Patricia so much and figured that if he could survive with Belichick, He doesn't want to play for anybody who doesn't know that Matt Patricia's an idiot. So that's the other theory.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are you going to do? You can go to L.A. and play with the best defense in the league.
Yep.
In nice weather, or you can go to New England and freeze to death and have everybody say you're not as good as Tom Brady was and not win. Because they don't have it, they're terrible right now.
Yes,
I mean the coach came out and admitted. He said, "Well, we paid the price for going over the cap and everything else." You know, I mean, I think he's the greatest coach in the history of professional sports of my life, mm-hmm. All sports. But it finally, even he ran out to the. He walked off the dock, and it's over. And Stafford was smart enough to see that. So. But boy, did they! I never liked Goff, you know. But I mean, even when he was good, and they, right. Why do you give him $110 million?
The whole thing of giving these guys
the quarterbacks money
because you think that they're the guy and you hope they become better.
Yes,
it's a very weird dance. I don't know.
It is.
I don't get it.
There were still questions about him.
Yes.
I mean, you saw him in the Super Bowl. There were still questions about him, and all of a sudden okay, we better go give him $110 million. Nobody was going to give him that kind of money. What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know.
But
this does tell you that there is a chance Cousins could get traded.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I mean, this sets a market that mm-hmm. I didn't think was – I didn't realize that teams would still give up this much to get a quarterback they mm-hmm. like.
Well, it is interesting that I would – if I'm trading Watson, I get Tua back.
Yes.
That's what I say, okay, give me a number one – Tua, and I'll give you, and give me a third rounder or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I do. Then you've replaced your quarterback with somebody who's got a chance to be take you to a Super Bowl in 5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to pay him for three more, right?
And you can find
three,
out.
Three, four more. Yeah, you can find
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
So that's rather than just stack up on draft choices that may or may not pay off. Here's the thing about Detroit. They got all these number ones, but they're screw them up because they're Detroit.
Of course.
And they're morons. They'll have the best receivers in football and draft Carlos Rogers, what they do in the first round. Yeah.
Yep.
We got Johnson. We don't need anybody, but we're going to draft Carlos Rogers and get it instead of somebody who can block.
Mm-hmm.
So they're morons.
Mm-hmm.
So.
They are destined to screw it up.
And now I just hired a raving lunatic, too. How you think he's going to take Goff's turnovers and ineptitude? He'll come in after a
He might game. Rip his head off.
Yeah. He'll be, A, screaming at him on the sideline, and B, ripping him in press conferences afterwards.
So Goff just went from playing for a really good offensive mind
mm-hmm.
in California.
Yes.
To playing for this guy, Dan Campbell, in Detroit. His life got much worse on Saturday night.
Oh, man, it did. It did. But Stafford's what, 32 or 34?
I think he's around 34.
Boy, it's, you know what? The other thing, Brady and Rodgers
yep.
and Breeze have made these guys all feel like all quarterbacks who are pretty good can play till they're 40. That ain't true. That's not true. Andy Dalton was high mediocre, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was better than average,
mm-hmm.
and he got to be 32, and he couldn't start for Totino Grace,
Most people do break down.
Yes, but they all think that, Rodgers plays until 37, he's better than he's ever been. Brady's going to Super Bowls at 43. Breeze was, until he got hurt, was okay, but, just because they're quarterback and they're pretty good, Stafford could show up next year and be cooked.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but he's an improvement on Goff, and they want to win the Super Bowl. Obviously,
it's worth a shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
Yeah,
it's a shot, so. But it's worth a shot.
Oh, the way things are now, and you guys might as well take your shot because. If you got one of the 10 or 12 quarterbacks, you got a chance. And if you don't, you don't. So, but if
I'm the Vikings, I am at least in on Watson as far as the phone calls go. And I'll say this, when it comes to Kirk, after seeing what the Rams gave up to get Stafford, I'm at least calling San Fran to find out, because I think they're the one team. If you could get that coach and Kirk back together, I think they might be the one team that would give you more than you expect for Kirk.
Let me say this. I keep reading the stuff that Kyle Shanahan loves Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody loves Kirk. Nobody. Maybe the wife. Nobody else loves Kirk as a player or as a pain in the ass, right? Nobody loves Kirk. Now, Shanahan thinks he's a competent quarterback. But nobody loves Kirk, okay? Nobody loves him. Nobody says, I have to have Kirk Cousins on my team, except Zigmeister did 3 years ago.
because he wanted to be the big spender who was going to go to the Super Bowl. But
in a moment of weakness with a cocktail, what if Kyle said, I love Kirk?
He said it, but he was lying. Of course, there's quotes that he said it, but he was lying. Nobody loves Kirk.
All I'm saying...
It's impossible to love Kirk.
Well, I agree.
Because the humble Kirk is even a bigger pain in the butt than the egomaniacal Kirk. I like the egomaniacal Kirk better because that's the real him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's true. But if he thinks he can win with Kirk, you know what? God bless him, and I'd see how many draft picks I can get from him.
Yeah, you're not going to do that. Nobody's going to. They're going to... Here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
People taking Kirk with that contract are doing you a favor.
Yes.
So you're not going to get... Who are you taking back? Garoppolo, who's all beat up to hell and wasn't that good?
Oh, heck yeah, I take him back. I don't care. At this point in time, if I can get the right return for Kirk... But everything I do would also be with a thought of how can I be involved in trying to get Watson, who's going to have to be traded. Like Houston keeps talking about, they ain't keeping him.
All the guys out there floating around, I can get him. He's the only one I want.
Yeah.
You know, he's.
But I take Garoppolo back and release him. I don't care.
He's top
Whatever
five.
You want me to do, I'll do it to orchestrate the right deal.
So how about that town, Houston?
Ugh.
Like 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
you had, 3 years ago, Harden and the fellas almost went to the NBA Finals, right?
Right.
The Rockets.
Yep.
We love the Rockets.
Chris Paul got hurt.
They have invented the new way to play basketball, right? They invented this basketball. You had them.
Mm-hmm.
You had the Texans with Deshaun. They won a playoff game 2 years ago or last year?
I have to look.
They won a playoff.
But they
had the good
Hopkins,
defense.
Hopkins.
They had the defensive end that the guy that they ended up trading to go with Watt, who was the draft choice, the great talent, Clowney. They had Clowney. And they had the World Series champions, right?
Yep.
And now?
Yes.
Now you got a mediocre baseball team a discombobulated basketball team that's just been ripped apart, and you got the Sean Watson saying, I don't care if you did hire a 65-year-old brother so you didn't have to hire Bieniemy.
Yep.
I'm not staying.
Yep.
What was that about? They wanted to get this guy in. They knew they had to hire a African American.
Well, I think Deshaun knows him from somewhere and likes him, but it doesn't matter. It's too late.
But he's a 65-year-old nobody.
Yeah.
For
he's
some reason, coach. People don't want Bieniemy.
I know, but I'd like to know
too
why.
Too much personality. He'll chew you out, apparently.
Yeah. Oh.
And he had a DWI 20 years ago.
Peterson couldn't stand him. But by the end here, when he was. The position coach for Peterson couldn't stand him, but who cares?
Yeah.
Because he wanted
to block and catch.
Exactly. He wanted to do more.
Yeah, right.
I mean, what the hell is that all about?
What you want, right? But I don't know what it is, but.
But you are right. Houston's a mess. They're a complete sports mess.
And they don't have a hockey team. How could a city that size in the South not have a hockey team?
They've talked about.
Oh, for years.
Yeah,
I
don't know. I'm not a fan.
And they don't have a hockey team. And even worse, they do have a soccer team. That's that bad. So anyway, hey, let me bring this up, Declan.
He's on the other side.
We now can have full appreciation for the greatest choke in sports history in 2018 when the U.S. lost to Trinidad
and
Tobago,
yeah.
And didn't make the World Cup because last night they played them and beat them 7-0.
Good God.
This is the greatest choke in sports history. And as I keep saying, is it really fair that they have to play both Trinidad and Tobago?
Which combined population is what?
Yeah, I don't know,
12 people?
We got more people in Minneapolis and St. Paul, but... But that the fact they beat them 7-0, but by beating them 7-0, you aren't getting revenge. You're just reminding us how you puked on your boots.
It's Holy Cross.
Yes, it is. It's Holy Cross.
It's having to play Holy Cross for the Gopher hockey team again.
Yes, that's true. Why do we remember that one better than
other
jokes?
Because you got
up
during the NCAA basketball regional at the Metrodome and paraded around.
No, yeah, well, I did walk around when I saw maroon sweater people hoping they asked me how the Gopher hockey game came out. I didn't march up to them and tell them the score.
That's not what I heard, but okay.
But I'd say 4-3 overtime. Holy Cross!
That's why we remember it.
What?
Oh, God.
Was that Gopher? They were seeded number one in the region, were they?
Yeah,
they weren't rated number one. They weren't rated number one overall.
I think they're number one.
I don't remember.
I believe they were number one.
Ranked
in Grand Forks too. So you were in a hostile North Dakota crowd.
That's why
crowd.
Royce loved it so much.
Yeah.
Excellent. No, it was. But that was the NCAA tournament was here.
The basketball was here. Metrodome. But you found the score out and were very excited to fill in the Gopher fans.
Yeah. Well, that was when That's what I consider. The Gophers at the zenith of being the big favorites over anybody, get every player they wanted.
Yep.
That kind of fell
off. Pre-Twitter, too. So your trolling was personal back then.
Was it that far back?
I think it was pre-Twitter. I think it was pre-Twitter as far as we went. I think Twitter was around, but I don't think we were on it yet.
No. Maybe. Yeah, probably not. I think it had
started, but that does not mean that people like you or me had jumped on.
That could be true. That could be true.
But I'm just saying you were trolling.
It was great trolling. Mel Antonin died at 64. Became well known as a USA Today baseball writer when USA Today started, and everybody who went to a hotel room had it sitting out in front of the, and before that was before the internet owned the world too. And hey, we got a newspaper in front of our hotel door when you woke up in the morning, and Mel was one of their ball writers. He was their young ball writer, and South Dakota kid, Lake Nordine, South Dakota, and his father was the head of the South Dakota Baseball Association, and he was at the Pioneer Press.
I saw your tweets about this,
and I was thinking, I can't remember if he's a clerk or an intern. I think he was an intern.
Okay.
Because this would have been late 70s because he was 64. So it's 40. He was just out of college or maybe in, a senior, going before senior year. Mm-hmm. But he was around 3-4 months. And I'm not sure if he was a clerk or an intern, but good kid and loved his ball and enthused. But he had texted me about 6 weeks ago trying to get a phone number up here for this book he was writing about his dad and South Dakota baseball and stuff like that. And I exchanged texts with him, and he sent me a couple more, and I sent him a couple more, but he never mentioned that he was – apparently he knew he was dying because he got the COVID in June. And
he wrote about it,
did something to his liver, right?
Yeah, well, he had something before that.
Yeah.
And I forget what it was. And then he got COVID. And then he survived that, but I think he was in bad shape after.
Well, what we're discovering about COVID is if from what I've read and some people I've talked to who are in the business, it can bring out the flaws that you can have the cancer cells that are just kind of not dormant, not really that interested in killing you, and then all of a sudden this thing gets going.
Yeah, but this thing definitely scares me.
But somebody said way too young, great writer, way too young on Twitter. Well, 64 is way too young, whether you're a good or a great writer or a nobody, way too young. And but a good guy, always affable fellow, and he was
good, yeah.
I think he was still living in D.C. though. I don't think he'd came home, not to my knowledge.
Because it was him Hal Bodley, right?
Hal Bodley.
And Rod Beaton was on hockey and baseball. And
yeah, Rod. Well, Rod was hockey and then he kind of DM, and then he did some baseball.
Baseball, okay.
But Hal was like the, had been a Philadelphia ball writer for years. So Hal was like in his 60s and Mel had to be 30, right?
Right.
Maximum.
Mel was not old.
He'd worked at the Argus Leader for some time out there, which I was looking at their website today for Mel, you know, to see their obit that they ran on Mel, and which was lengthy to say the least. But man, they still do a good job covering the hell out of South Dakota State, Augustana. You know, they got a lot of, you got two Division I programs that are both successful, mm-hmm. and then you got Augustana in town there, and you got. You know, those two towns, the South Dakota State and South Dakota are like 60 miles each away from Sioux Falls. And Sioux Falls has 2/3 of the South Dakota population. So they do a good, they still, I don't know, I don't think they have as many bodies as they used to have, but they still do a decent
job. I'm sure they don't.
Did I tell you this last week? Chicago Tribune, 9 sports writers.
Yes, you did. You told me that off mic, but yeah.
Chip told me.
It's incredible.
Chip was there. 6 high school. He was one of 6 high school writers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, the Tribune used to be great.
Mm-hmm. We are, the Minneapolis Star Tribune is very lucky to have a independent Glenn Taylor owning them instead of a hedge fund.
A fine businessman, Glenn Taylor is.
Yes, he is. I'm not going to...
I'm not talking about his basketball work. I'm talking about his businesses.
Well, I don't think he makes personnel decisions. He just has had a hard time. You know,
don't
blame him for David Kahn. Stern talked him into that one.
Yeah, but he called Stern to get recommendations.
Well, that's true.
I would have a Rolodex.
He was desperate.
That's just me.
He was desperate because he, you know, he...
Hey, is your buddy Gerson going to work?
I don't know.
I'm not impressed with...
I thought Gerson would give us a decent quote once in a while and, you know, that let that personality flow. But, boy, he's as boring as it gets.
But he never
says anything.
Does it make sense? Am I missing something here?
I don't know
here?
Where we're trying to go. I don't know what we want to throw up. You know, last night they made a bunch of threes, so they won the game. But they
but Okogie can't shoot threes.
No.
But they drafted him.
They ought to call up Tibbs.
Oh, they've got him. Yeah.
They ought to call up Tibbs. He'd take Okogie off their hands.
I just don't know. Like, Jared Culver can't shoot threes.
No.
And they drafted him, six?
That was an idiotic draft choice. They moved up to 6.
Yeah.
Trying to get the guard for Cleveland, Seattle, the guy who played 3 games at Vanderbilt before he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you move up for? Before you know if the guy's going to be there or not. Why do you make that trade? You know, you got 15 minutes, right? Or 10.
10 or something like that, yeah.
So, you know, you can call up the team and say, if our guy's there, I want to make this trade. Do you want to make it? Yeah. If our guy's not, we don't want to trade.
Right.
But I've told you this 8 times. I'm watching Culver for Texas Tech in the national championship game, and they keep running these clear outs, and he can't score. And then they give him a jump shot, and he can't score. And he's a good, great-looking athlete. And I said, I might have used a profane slur. This is the kind of bleep and bleep that can't score that the Timberwolves are going to draft. And I wasn't even watching the draft that night. I don't know what I was doing.
And you were.
And I said,
vindicated.
I was right, and they were wrong.
So you used an F word that wasn't forward? Is that what I was?
Yes, that's true.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't know. They're just, you don't see the blend here. I mean.
No, you don't. And I know Cat's out, but yeah, no, you're right.
Cat's out, you know, and then Russell.
Is Cat coming back?
Russell is.
Is Cat due to come back someday here from COVID?
Well, he had the COVID, right?
He must have, yes.
Yeah. Is it?
And Hernan Gomez clearly did too.
Yeah.
So they weren't exposed.
What's the NBA rule if you actually have it, not if you're exposed to it.
To be clear to come back, I don't know. I'd have to look.
It should be 2 weeks, right? And they've been out three damn near now.
Yeah.
How many?
And I'm serious. I just don't know when he's come back. I'm not making fun of him.
We don't know. No, hell no. But we don't know if they got, if they had COVID and got actually sick. And you can see why Cat would be paranoid about it. But,
yeah.
You know, but allegedly not only his mom, but five or six family members. So, but I don't know. I didn't like the D'Angelo. I like the D'Angelo trade just because you got rid of Wiggins, mm-hmm. but he was not my kind of player. You know, I just wasn't my
might
kind of
not
player.
Be the head coach's type of player either. Now that we see,
well, I got the, I don't think Ryan will have that problem when this year's over.
No, so, I think you're right.
No, he'll,
unfortunately for Ryan, I think you're exactly right.
There goes some. Hey, one of my favorite all time players, Dustin Pedroia, retired today. Mm-hmm. That guy was a Hall of Famer until he got hurt. That whatever that injury was that they could not, they call it a knee, but it was had to be something far worse than that because they can cure knee surgeries. And he's played like 9 games in 3 years.
Yeah.
But at the end of 2017, he was on his way to being a Hall of Famer. He was one of the best small players in the history of baseball. And he was a legitimate MVP. Uh-huh. And that when he was voted the MVP, I think I had the vote that year and voted for him. I'm not sure. But, he was
wound tight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He'll end up being a manager or coach or someday.
I don't think he'll be ejected a few times.
Oh, yeah.
If he's
yeah.
a manager yeah, or coach. Will.
Great little player, though, man alive. And but you got to give the Red Sox credit. I mean, they owed him all that money. They kept hoping last spring they were still hoping he could come back. But I think he played 3 games or something.
Yeah,
you know he was, and that's. But whatever it was, it was incurable. Everybody says it.
Arthritis or something.
Nobody's ever come back from this, and it was something to do with his legs, but. He was a hell of a player. I had a couple of conversations with him. He was even in interviews. He was kind of feisty, but
yeah,
he was
definitely feisty.
He was good, but and could be worse, ladies and gentlemen. You could be Colorado Rocky fans. Apparently, not only are they giving St. Louis $50 million to get rid of their best player, but the prospects they're getting are not like their top 3 guys or anything.
No. This is, what's wrong with this sport?
I don't know.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Everything about it's ridiculous.
Well, plus they got Trevor Story now, who's going to be walking next year, right?
Yeah. Well, I loved that they said, well, we hope to sign him to a long-term deal. Trevor Story, you're going to take one look and say,
Trevor Story is
the
not.
Middle finger.
Trevor Story is not in the same universe as a player at his position as Arenado either.
No, but he's going to walk and he should.
No, he should, but yeah. I don't think Arenado's this whole great. Idea that Trevor Story is going to get Lindor money is nuts. He's okay, but he's subject to horrible slumps.
And meanwhile, the Cardinals just, you know, Goldschmidt from the Diamondbacks, this now
but
with Arenado.
They make the club give him $50 million. Yeah. Now, Arenado can walk. I mean, can...
Yep.
After this year, he can...
Opt out.
Mm-hmm. Is he a Boris guy?
You know, I don't know who represents him.
If he
him.
Is, he will opt out. But the rumor is that they're going to just try to extend him.
Yeah.
You know, and to buy up the opt-outs.
But this is...
when did baseball start? You know, baseball should have gotten rid of the opt-outs. That's, you know, when you pay a guy $250 million, he shouldn't have an opt-out. Who else has got an opt-out? What other sport?
Oh, basketball has them, right? I think basketball has them.
Basketball and
football, they opt you out.
Yeah, right.
The teams opt out.
Yeah, that's the only reason I like Kirk Cousins. He's the only guy that said, "Pay me all of it."
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one that had the guts to say, "Pay me."
I don't
all
care
of
who
it.
You surround me with. I want my 84.
Yeah, right.
$84 million to me.
That's true. And if you don't like me in the third year. You still owe me 28.
But
so
honest to God, what is wrong with your sport? Like, what are they doing? in any walk.
Yeah.
The labor thing, this trade, what are they doing? Trevor Bauer still out there, your top free agent on the market.
But baseball is getting to that. They're going to get to that NBA world where the stars get the money, and then, you know, if you're a second contract guy, you get invited to camp, and you're not great. You're going to end up getting the lesser, you know. But baseball is, you know, is everybody in there. When you give LeMahieu that kind of $90 million, you know, he's been a hell of a player for 2 years. But God, he was floating around free 3 years ago, yeah, right?
From Colorado, right?
Yeah, right. Colorado let him go too. It'd be a little hard to be a Rockies fan right now, especially.
Or Pirates fan.
Especially when you got the Avalanche,
yep,
who got McKinnon, who might be the best player in the league. And then the Nuggets got Jokic and
Murray.
They got a good club. And then you got the Ryan, you know, the Broncos are.
The Rockies?
Broncos stink, but doesn't make any difference out there.
The Rockies, the Pirates now again. These teams basically are punting.
Yes. Oh, they're not all. There's going to be more of them, too.
So. Oh, yeah. And we don't know when they're going to start.
No. I mean, they got issues, but I think that I do not. I am not going to rip. I rip Manfred about damn near everything, but I'm not ripping him about wanting to delay it a month so they can. There's nothing wrong with the owners wanting to be put in a situation where they can have some people come to the ballpark. Right. Right?
But then if you're going to do the expanded playoffs, share in that pool with the players.
Sure.
Of money. That's my thing.
Well, I don't know how much they're not getting. They supposedly there's something in there for them, but that, you know, that you got to let them make some money, boys.
Right.
Else they're going to. You know, you're going to go on strike or they're going to lock you out, one of the things.
But that's the thing is, why can't we get to a place where they can just share and realize that that's what's best for everybody?
Because it's,
you don't have to win.
It's the one, no.
You don't
yes,
have to win.
But Tony does have to win because all the national pundits decided they lost the last time. How did they lose? How did they lose the last time? They keep saying Tony lost the last negotiations.
What didn't he get?
Well, he get compensation for, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Oh, the compensatory.
So you could compensatory pick. So you can. So the poor guy might have to take $18 million. Is that, you know.
Odo, poor Odo.
Yeah.
He got robbed.
Yeah, he did get robbed.
He only got 18.
Yeah, he did. And then, of course, you know, one of their problems, of course, is the boy, the fellas. You got a guy like Eddie Rosario. Just had to take eight for 1 year. And last year, he really got paid for the first time in his career and then only got 38% of it, right?
Yes.
I think that's what 60 games was, 38%.
This is going to be great fun, though. Him playing for Cleveland now.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be back here hitting home runs and
I got
fumbling the
you.
Ball and left.
I got news for you. If he hits the ball like into the left center gap and you backhand it, throw it to third. Don't worry about second. Throw it to third.
You're right.
Throw it to third because he'll be coming. He'll be on the way. cut him off at the pass because Eddie is going to want to do everything he can.
Oh, God.
To
it's going to be glorious. He's going to throw to the wrong base every time against the Twins because he's going to be so psyched out.
Oh, God, he will. But I'm going to miss him. He's a lot of fun, if you ask me. So what's your Rossi theory?
Oh,
Marco Rossi.
COVID problem that my guess is the heart condition.
Why go to Austria? Do they have better
doctors? No, just a rest.
Just
a rest.
He wants to be with mom and dad?
Yes. He's 19, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that the problem is that I think the only solution for this is just complete rest. So, like, there's no, you can't work out, you can't go skate, nothing.
Okay. So he goes
That's my
home.
Guess.
I wonder if there's a Austrian Fraulein there that he wants to see again since he's got to go
help
back.
Help him out?
Yeah.
Help make him feel better? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my guess, and he's not going to play. And I think that they were counting on him playing and probably grabbing one of those top two jobs
Is he big?
At center this season.
He got some size to him?
I'll look up his height. What? He's got to be around 6 feet.
I got a question for you guys who read NHL box scores, so scoring summaries.
Yeah, what don't you get?
How's the guy that we were afraid of losing down in Vegas? Tuch.
Tuck.
Well.
Has he been? Is he good?
Yeah.
Is he good?
Yeah. He's been great.
He just went. That was to keep Dumba, right? They made a trade so Vegas wouldn't take Dumba.
Yeah, they lost Halla and I believe traded Tuck, right?
Correct. Not take.
So that they wouldn't take a player. Which a bunch of teams did, which with Seattle now, the expansion draft this July, nobody will do.
No.
No one's going to give you two for one now. To not take
a player. I hope that franchise fails miserably. It's not going to, but I hope it fails miserably.
Why is that?
Because they name themselves the Kraken. That's why.
Declan likes it.
I love it. I think it's unique. I think it's awesome.
The logo is cool. Of course it's unique. It means nothing.
It's a sea monster. They're in the sea. It means
nothing.
Wait.
Sea monster.
In defense of the Kraken.
Have you ever seen a Kraken?
I haven't seen a wild.
Yeah, I was going to say, you live in a team with the wild. The wild is one of the worst names in sports.
Yes, it is. It is.
And how anyone can think it's a good name and a logo that means
here's
the forest.
Here, I'm a St. Paul guy. I worked there forever. I left town because I was worried that the city wouldn't exist. It was so dreary in the late 80s. And this team came in and enlivened the city.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the arena enlivened the city. So even with their bleeping rotten nickname, I'm happy that they've been such a success as far as bringing people downtown, right?
Sure.
And
Seattle,
a most overrated city in America. I've always said that.
It's because you don't drink it.
Too much traffic.
Fun drinking time.
You got a hill. You want to walk down and have dinner.
You don't like hills.
You got to haul your fat ass back up the hill. You want to go down to one of the seafood places.
San Francisco is your only place that you actually tolerate hills because it's such a great city.
Yes. Well, that's true. Plus, I find a hotel on flat land.
Most people ask for bars. You say, is that around flatland?
Flatland. That's true. One year we stayed at the World Series at the Marriott that's up on top of the hill. I never left once I got there. Because this was one where if you went one block, you felt like you were in the Alps, you know.
You quarantined because of a hill?
Yeah, it was like.
Long before
wasn't that
COVID,
high above,
you were preparing to quarantine.
I love Chinatown, but it was, if I walked three blocks to get there, I would have never gotten back. So it was, crack. Now, the Lywicki, boy, that's going to be a. You got the amount of brain power you got.
It's Sperling's involved too.
Sperling.
It's these the Lywickis.
And who's the action movie guy that's in on the group?
Oh, the guy that we always review his films.
Yeah.
Is Cameron?
Not Cameron.
I'll find it. It's going to bother me.
A lot of blow up guys. It blows a lot of stuff up when he has a movie.
Let's see, Kraken and owner and action movie. I love this thing, man. Keep talking. I'll find it here.
Speaking of action movies, mm-hmm. We were so bored the other night doing nothing. Mm-hmm. We watched Eagle Eye.
Jerry Bruckheimer.
Eagle Eye. Is that the one with LaBeouf? Shia LaBeouf?
Might be one of the five biggest pieces of crap I ever watched in my life. And
Eagle Eye?
And we,
I saw it. It's been years.
It was 12 years ago.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I don't know how we got it.
What's the runtime?
It was unbelievably
rotten. It's a bad movie.
And it's got Michelle Monaghan in there, who I like too.
Yep.
God, it was horrible.
Pat, I went into...
I watched the whole thing because I had nothing else to
on
do.
On Saturday night, I did the Little Things, the new one with Denzel and
Leto.
And I didn't like it, man. I had a lot of high hopes. It was confusing as hell. I didn't understand the plot. Actually, I liked the acting. I thought Rami and Leto and Denzel were phenomenal in it. But I didn't really understand the whole
premise. I have HBO, right?
Yeah.
I don't have HBO Max, but all I have to do is get the app.
Yes.
But I keep getting roadblocked when I go to get the app.
Wait, how did you watch the Tiger thing if you don't have HBO Max then?
Yeah. Because Tiger is...
I need to know this.
Yeah.
For my own.
Was Tiger on HBO Max or was he just on
Max
HBO?
Declan said.
I believe it's a Max thing. Yeah, I thought it was.
I don't know.
Pat, how do you subscribe? Do you just...
I get it through YouTube TV.
That's how you get HBO. Okay.
No, I get it on Amazon. It's on my Amazon app.
Okay.
But I get there and I said, yeah, okay, this works. They give me the code, the whole thing.
Yep.
Then somehow these jackasses from Google get involved and want to send you a new code after everything's done.
Yeah.
And by the time you get what these jackasses are sending you, the code that you had to get into the HBO Max has changed. Google, get Google out of my life. You know, that Google keeps saying, we have sent you.
Yeah, a code.
But
yeah.
They haven't.
But then they do? And they, it changes?
You know, like 4 days, 4 minutes later, and by then, the code that you had from HBO Max.
See, this is why I can't do these things. Is why I stick with Xfinity.
That's right.
Because I can't. I can't do this
and
stuff.
I have no idea. We got the wife has apps on there from unbelievable. I'm probably paying more than I don't know what I'm paying.
I'll tell you right now. Between the amount of boxes that show up at my doorstep and the amount of apps on our TV, Netflix, Amazon, Tubi, I don't even know what the hell it is. I got more crap that I probably shouldn't have. And I keep asking her, can we afford all this? And she keeps saying, don't worry about it.
We had a great adventure last night. I came home from... I ran up to the store and, you know, the store, Byerly's. By the way, three cop cars, as I pulled out of my driveway, sprinting down Brunswick at 70 miles an hour, one coming by on Duluth Street with everything going.
Oh, I like that.
One going up Douglas.
Whoa.
There were five of them trying to cut and... So being a snoop that I am and worried about my buddies up at the convenience store, you know, the couple that runs the convenience store, they got enough issues with gentlemen just coming in there stealing stuff and walking out, you know.
Yep.
So I headed up there to see if they'd gotten robbed or something, and they hadn't. So I don't know where they were going.
My guess, car was stolen.
Yeah, but boy, it seemed like could have been a
car stolen and maybe a carjacking.
Could have been a carjacking.
We got
guys were serious. This wasn't like they were.
No, I know, but I'm saying
this wasn't like they were just going.
I think that would get them out.
Yeah, well,
the carjacking thing is out of control.
A week earlier, when the Packers lost, I would have just guessed that it was a domestic dust up with some.
I don't think you need five cop cars for domestic dust up.
Well, maybe, this is with a drunk Packer fan.
Is probably a potential for a hot pursuit, as we like to say.
Yeah,
in the business.
It must have been. But anyway, so I go to the grocery store, come back, and the remotes we have are the size, not as wide, but about the size of the cell phone.
Okay.
Little tiny things. Mm-hmm. And the wife says, I lost the remote.
Oh, no.
I don't know where it is. And,
oh, God.
And it can get, it's so small if you're laying there watching TV and you put it down, it can get sucked up into the covers and stuff. So I end up taking all the stuff off the bed and everything, shaking it out, and then we go out to, now where were you? Were you in the garage? Yeah, I was in the garage. So I go out, we can't find it, you know, that you carry it with you and put it someplace. This went on for a half hour. And then I take one more look in the little desktop drawer on her side, and there it is, sitting right on top.
Yep.
Sitting right on top. And so I came down and said, calmly, no ridicule.
Really?
Just no ridicule.
Oh,
I said,
you're a better man than I am.
I said, it was in that drawer that's on your side of the bed.
I bet you got in trouble.
On your side of the bed.
Yep.
And she said, really? That simple? And my thought was, imagine if it had been turned around.
Yeah.
And
the game of flaws would have turned on you.
If I had said,
I can't find the remote. I've looked all over.
Yep.
And then it was a foot and a half away from where it normally is, right?
Yeah.
I can only imagine the ridicule that would have been heaped upon me.
Oh, yeah. Chastised.
Yes, yes.
You would have been chastised.
Yes. And I, being the class individual that I am.
And calm and patient.
Didn't even give her a hard time about it, right?
Because you didn't want to get yelled at.
That's right.
Because that's my problem. If she misplaces the remote and I get frustrated, guess who gets in trouble?
Yeah.
Me.
That's right.
Me.
But these, you know, I'm kind of missing the big old honker that you used to have for the remote.
The old remote?
Because this thing is.
I've got a pretty big one.
This thing is easily to substitute for a.
Here's,
you know.
The two things about the wife that I don't get are the remote placement and keys.
Yes.
She'll put either the remote or her car keys anywhere. And I keep saying, pick a place and let's just put them there.
I've got a buddy, Bob, who has three New Year's resolutions every year. And truth be told, he rarely succeeds at accomplishing his goals. He's not alone, by the way. Only 10% of us do accomplish our New Year's resolutions. Then it hit me. Bob should call the Canopy Group. Why? Bob wants to read more, and I'm not going to be able to read to him. Bob wants to lose 20 pounds, and I'm sure not the guy to help him with that. But I can help him with his third resolution, and that is to save money. How's he going to do that? By handing this resolution over to the 30 professionals at the Canopy Group. They will help Bob save money on his home and auto insurance and have better coverage at the same time. There's 16 companies assure Bob's success, not only just this year, but they will do this for Bob every year to be sure he has the best coverage at the best price. New clients save more than $800 annually. Hand your New Year's resolution over to the Canopy Group and be part of the 10% with good old Bob, who succeed in accomplishing at least one of their New Year's resolutions. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com. All you Bobs out there, get with it. 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.
So that when you're getting set to go to
that's
work, let's have those keys.
That's a great theory, but it never works, and I violate that
myself.
See,
I don't. I always put the keys in the same place. But the remote, if you put it on the couch, it's going to fall in between the cushions and it's going to be lost. And then I can't find it. And there's no, why don't remotes have beepers?
You can get those things that install on them. Those little, I think they're called Tile, and you literally slap it on there and it's like a sticky, you know, it's like a little
I pay Xfinity so much damn money. Why don't they just give me a beeper?
You're right. Mm-hmm.
Like I can put something in my phone and I can beep, 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 and I can go find it.
Well, anyway. Once again.
But you are a class act.
Once again.
No question about it.
I was a class act. There's no doubt. I've always considered myself a class act. even if there are some people who don't agree. They just got this Chad Wheeler up there.
Oh, this is not good.
You think he might have taken a few bodybuilding elements or something
just
like
a few.
That? And he was not even a starter. He's like a third teamer or something.
Yeah, which is why he was just basically instantly cut by him instead of them saying, we got to get this kid help or we got to rehabilitate him.
Yeah, that's right. They do that.
Those guys that are backups, if they screw up, they're going to be gone.
Oh, holy cow. Look what's going on. During all of this, we're playing the Caribbean World Series.
It's on ESPN Deportes.
Is that right?
It's being broadcast.
Wow.
Pat, I saw a highlight this afternoon of Delmon Young, our old guy, hitting a three-run bomb in the Aussie League yesterday.
Aussie, because he was he was the MVP of the Venezuelan League.
That's right.
Last year or 2 years ago?
I told Declan, he's pitching.
That's insane.
He's now pitching as well.
In Australia?
Yeah, I saw
his
highlight of him pitching.
He looks like Delmon.
He's got the guts there.
He's no Dimitri. His brother still tops him in terms of the
size. But he's got the caboose on him.
I think Dimitri lost a ton of weight at some point.
He did. Yeah, I think after post-playing career, I think he did lose weight. But when he was with, the Nats and the Tigers, I believe? Yeah, he was a big old boy.
Who was doing the interview? Mackie and Ruffs when they...
I was at Twins Fest as a young
fan.
They
had him up there and they said... What do you like to do in the Twin Cities, Delmon? He said, drink.
You know what?
At the Blaine Sports Center. I was there as a fan.
Yeah.
I
remember what do we want? We want truth from our athletes,
right? That's right.
Delmon Young told you what he really does. God bless him for that.
I respect it.
Did he drive in 100 or he drove in the 90s?
Did he drive in 100 here?
I think the
And we never liked him, even though he drove
I think in the 2010 year, and that was the year where he like hit something like 450 with runners in scoring position. He had 112 in 2010.
100, that's unbelievable.
112 and two, all from the benefit of runners in scoring position.
I think that Phil's first hot take on your old show was that they should trade him because his value will never be higher.
112 RBI.
Yep, yeah. I think that was his first hot take on the old Royce
and Mackey. 2010, we still appreciated RBIs. Baseball.
Yeah, we don't care anymore.
No, right? Now we don't care. Well, it's just because runners aren't base. Okay, but, you know, when the guy's at second, you know, you still got to, when you come up, you might have a lot of guys at second, but you still have to do something to get him to come home.
And if you don't, you're mocked.
Yes, that's true.
You're criticized.
That's true.
If you don't drive those guys in.
Yes. And then, of course, Bert. What I'm going to miss is Bert wanting the quality at bat when you get the guy at second with nobody out. No, it isn't. That's not a quality at bat. You don't want a guy at third with one out. You want a guy at second who then scores, and then you got another guy at second. That's what you want. You want a double. You don't want a seven hopper to second. God almighty.
I don't know what you're talking about. Bert loved those.
Oh, he did. Dick does too.
Oh,
Dick. Quality at bat. You move a guy over. BS.
On Valley Sports North?
Yes. Let's move that guy over to third with one out so Miguel can miss a 93-mile-an-hour fastball at his navel because he can't get to the fastball. Let's do that. So Miguel can have one of the 48% of his at-bats and turns into a strikeout.
I'm going to miss the stats. That's what I'm going to miss from Bert. I'm going to miss the stats and bios.
Yes.
So-and-so's from...
And I know everybody loves Morneau. I know everybody loves Morneau. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I like him as a guy. I think he's a hell of a guy. And he's okay. But he talks too much.
He does talk a lot.
It's okay.
No, doesn't bother me.
Every pitch does not require the analyst to tell us something. There's nothing wrong with a moment of... listen to Kuiper and Krukow.
Yeah, very good.
And listen to those two guys, and then you can learn how to do it. Okay, as a former player, you don't have to analyze every freaking pitch. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Your coach.
What?
Broadcasting coach, Patrick Royce.
No.
Analyst coach. Rule number one, shut up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. If you have something insightful to tell us, say it. If you don't. If you have an anecdote that applies to this situation, this situation, say it.
Yep.
But don't analyze every pitch. That would be my advice.
I will say this. I think when it comes to guys who do that job in this town, it's Jim Pete and everybody else after that. I love Jim Pete.
Jim Pete's okay, but
he scores the basketball.
He scores the basketball.
I know that drives you crazy.
I know. Well,
but you know what I love about Jim Pete?
It only drives me crazy because Jim Pete did it for 12 years without scoring the basketball. And then these other nitwits started saying score the basketball. So now Jim Pete has to say score the basketball.
Do you know what I love?
I've asked him that once. I said, why did you start scoring the basketball? You didn't score the basketball.
He likes to be up with things.
You didn't score the basketball for 12 years. You don't have to score the basketball now.
Do you know what I like about Jim Pete, Royce? He has a breaking point.
Yes,
I want in my analyst.
Yeah.
I want a guy who wants to be a homer across the board, but he can't help himself.
Yeah.
And when the home team gets to a certain point, he goes off.
Yes.
That's what I want.
Yes.
I feel like my hockey team does not have that.
Yeah, he tried mightily to really rip D'Angelo a couple weeks ago. When he wouldn't.
On the West Coast, really did.
When he wouldn't guard anybody.
AAU basketball was his best line. This is AAU basketball. That's as close as you're going to get on Valley Sports North to ripping somebody.
When have we changed? What's his name? When's it become BSN?
Baseball, I think.
Wow.
So, well, anyway, yeah, Jim Pete's okay. I'll still remember that he predicted all-star status for Mark Blunt about 10 years ago. Well, that was when they were trying to recover from absolute pathetic ineptitude, and he was trying to throw a bone to these idiots, and then he decided to get excited about trying to find somebody to get fans about excited about.
Oh, he does try.
I mean, it's been a tough job.
Oh, he's had a terrible job. Yeah, I mean, are you kidding? He's done it since like 99 or 2000. But so he had a good run.
The fact is,
like 5 years.
I think he had influence on Tibbs getting fired.
Yeah, he might have. He certainly hated him.
Tibbs is going to be Tibbs, and I like him because he's crusty, and I like that. But you got to read the room better than the feud with Jim Pete.
Yes.
You know, get Jim Pete on your side. You know,
yep.
You should come in and look around, and you know, I don't think he trusted anybody to tell him these are the guys you got to take care of, and then you'll be okay, right?
Yes, I think if Tibbs had just had coaching power, he might have been okay.
Yeah.
I think the fact that they gave him complete control,
because
I don't think he trusts people outside of himself unless he's paid to trust them.
Well, he gets along with the New York guys because they got the crusty old basketball writers who just care about the game. Right. They don't.
But the Post had the story last week. Is Tibbs playing his guys too much?
Oh, yeah.
The
minutes police.
Or 15 games in?
You know, I've been looking at his box scores, and he's been going 10 deep instead of 8 because he had a couple guys unhealthy, so he just went with 8. But this Dennis Smith Jr., they got him in a trade. He was a high draft choice. He just sent him to the G League. The guy played like 3 minutes in 3 weeks or something. He just phased him out, you know.
Oh, hell so yeah.
He's,
if you're not going to play, might as well.
He's not going to change. Apparently, they made a good draft choice, though, this quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly, he's a Kentucky guy that maybe – no, he's not making the draft choices. But
that's the thing, I think, that's important.
Yeah. Well, he wanted tough. He got Chris Dunn instead of Jamal Murray. That was his biggest mistake.
Yeah.
Trading for Jimmy Butler wasn't his biggest mistake. Because you got this dead-ass franchise that's doing nothing, and you win 47 games, and you have 17 sellouts, which is more than you had in the last 8 years combined. So that was
that trade looked great at the time.
That was not his big mistake.
Right.
So anyway, that's he's going to be Tibbs, so he isn't going to change his mind. That's for sure.
You got anything else?
What? I wrote down some stuff. Yes, I got one question for you. And it's Super Bowl week. What has been the secret of Tom Brady? How has he done these things that are incredible? Statistically.
Yep.
Winning-wise. I mean,
yep.
One of the greatest winners in the history of American sports.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the talent that separated him? I mean, a very accurate thrower.
Yep.
Not a elite athlete.
No, not when he started, for sure.
No. But he's a big, strong guy, though. Yeah. And
he was not a first round.
Immaculate physical condition for what he has.
But not always. That's the interesting thing. Like when he started, go back and look. He's sort of a cherubic. Like, he's not fat, but he was not near
the looks athlete. Like an Irishman you might meet at the bar.
He definitely had beers as a kid.
Okay.
He definitely had some beers.
But I watch him now, and I say, how did he do that? I know he got Belichick, and they do these wise things, but how is he? I mean, you can watch Rodgers, you know how he was that good. You know how he was that good. And you go back in time. They didn't have to be that good. You know, Bart Starr didn't, you know, he'd hand off and, you know.
And Bradshaw was.
Yeah, Bradshaw was a magnificent athlete playing with the best talent in the history of sports. You know, the Steelers are the best teams of the Super Bowl era. The Steelers of the 70s were the most dominant teams.
Yep.
But
how it's a great curiosity to me. I mean, I heard somebody talking on the radio the other day, and I can't stand Brady because it's Brady this, Brady that, blah, blah, blah. Well, it is Brady this and that because he's there every year.
Hey, this is Ricey. I'd like to welcome a new partner here to Ricey Unchained, EcoFun Motorsports. It's located in Forest Lake. If you enjoy bike rides on a summer day, but maybe your knees aren't what they used to be, that would be me. And you still want the exercise benefit and need a little help on those pesky inclines? Then I recommend that you talk with Tim Bloom, the owner of EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Tim and his family will personally help you select the e-bike that is right for you. They will deliver that one to your front door in the metro area also. You might be thinking, hey, it's January in Minnesota. Maybe you need a bike at your winter place. Right now, Bentelli e-bikes and Yamaha Power Assist bikes are at their lowest prices of the year. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Guess what? Joe Suchere has been telling you about EcoFun Motorsports and Garage Logic, and it's only like 8 minutes away from Grundhoffer's, the meat place. You go to Hugo. You go to Grundhoffer's, get your meat. Then you go to EcoFun Motorsports and get your exercise bike. EcoFun also carries the full line of Yamaha scooters, motorcycles, and a wide variety of Yamaha ATVs, including ATVs for kids. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and online at EcoFunMotorsports.com. That's E-C-O-F-U-N, one word. And if you get up there, tell them that Ricey Unchained sent you.
Don't you think?
10 Super Bowls. 10 Super Bowls.
Oh, I know. Don't you think, though, that it's some fortune because he got drafted by the right team with a coach who is
richest
damn
coach
good.
Who didn't like Drew Bledsoe's turnovers.
But I also.
Drew Bledsoe was Jared Goff, you know. Yeah. He was Belichick's kryptonite, you know.
But don't you think it was fortunate first, and then he got smarter, mm-hmm. kept himself in immaculate shape, was on good teams, and I think he's been smart enough then to sort of perfect. I mean, he physically, for what he's done, does make no sense.
No.
So I don't think that part is explainable, but he has definitely exploited that and been smart about it. And I mean, when you see the man's diet, we joke about it, but if you look at what he doesn't eat and what he does for himself, it looks miserable.
Yes, it does.
Like, to me, that's no life, but for him, it's all he cares about.
In that mind of his, he's got to be one of the great competitors of all time in all things, right? Not only winning football games. Hell, Bridget Monahan wasn't good enough for him. He dumped her for Giselle. He upgraded. Yep. He upgraded in the...
And who the hell would upgrade from Bridget Monahan? Who would wake up one day and be like...
What a competitor. You know, he's a competitor.
What the hell's wrong with him?
You know, Bridget, you're nice. I like the baby. The baby's fun.
But I'm out.
But I just ran into this supermodel.
Like, who wakes up by her and says, I can do better.
Yeah,
Bridget, you're just an actress.
Right, you know.
I need a supermodel.
And, he leaves New England.
There is, the one thing that I will say about him is I think if you were to cut his head open and get inside that brain, there's also something fundamentally off that makes him great.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's the quiet, cliche-spewing egomaniac.
Yes.
And that's why he and Belichick eventually... ran out of time.
Rodgers is too, but I don't think he's wired.
He's smarter.
Like, yeah. There's something about, I think he cares about life more.
Yeah.
I think Brady doesn't give a damn about life. I think he cares about what he does.
Yep.
At that moment.
Well,
which is why he wants to look at Giselle and say, like, I'm going to go after her.
Well, he's like Woods, except he didn't run into the same problems.
Yep.
But he's like Woods. He's like Woods in the fact he wanted to accomplish things. He is driven to accomplish things that nobody else had ever accomplished, right?
Yes.
That's a good point.
But I also think if you were to dissect the question that you just threw out about Brady, I think you probably need to go back to mom and dad.
Yeah. Well, mom's supposed to be a
nicest person that ever lived. But that's what Dad.
Dad,
you know, Dad was going to be a priest, and then he said, "Ah, this ain't."
I'd be curious to know the real Dad, though.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I think if we got into real Dad, we'd find out. Some
he has got them
things.
Under control too. Oh. Have you ever read a complete workup on the parents?
Zero.
Yeah, and the sisters don't talk. They don't talk about him.
Nobody gets near them.
It's not like why Patrick Reed's parents don't talk about him because they hate him, and they should.
Good.
And but it is amazing. I think I used this the other day though, the brother of the wife, the brother of the mother. I think it's Gordon up in Browerville when I was up there. And he's got this nice country, good Catholic wife who's very religious. And I'm out talking to him when I'm doing the, you know, out at the farm talking to him. And he says, you know, Tom Sr. was going to be a priest until my sister got him out of the habit. And his wife started, don't say that, don't say that.
You see, it's too much information.
She was already out of the, he'd already dropped out of the, he never met her. She was like, but he's used that joke for 30 years, you know.
And I bet Tom bristles.
Yeah.
That's not what we do here in the Brady family.
No, I think that coming, you know, Tom Sr., used to bring the family to Browerville in the summer when he was a little kid, you know. Then,
which is why Tom Brady is tied to Minnesota, damn it.
You leave San Francisco to come and hang out in Browerville, you got to be a good guy, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway.
All right.
That's it.
We'll do it again next week.
Yes, we will.
If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy, Josh, will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.
Your dog is more than just your bestie with the cutest face ever. Get to know them on a genetic level with Embark Vet. Developed by veterinarians and PhDs, Embark screens for more than 215 genetic health risks across more than 350 breeds. It's top-notch science for your top-notch pup. Go to EmbarkVet.com and use promo code DNA, that's DNA, to get $60 off an Embark Breed and Health Kit or Purebred Kit with free shipping. That's promo code DNA to save today.